Here in Mexico, where I am hosting from today, we've been focused on the end of an infamous investigation. For about 8 years, a group of independent investigators was trying to find out what happened to 43 college students who went missing in Ayotzinapa in southern Mexico back in 2014. Last week, the group issued a final report and left the country without really cracking the case. I spoke to one of the investigators, Carlos Martin Beristain, just before he left Mexico. He told me he still remembers what the parents of the missing college students told him nearly 8 years ago. Always tell us the truth. Carlos Martin Beristain remembers what the parents of the missing college students told him nearly 8 years ago. Always tell us the truth.
Y también nos dijeron, por favor, no se vendan.
They also told us, please don't sell out.
Beristain, a psychologist, has spent his life working with victims of human rights abuses. He's been on truth commissions across Latin America, and no one had ever asked him not to sell out.
Pero eso demuestra una experiencia histórica en México.
That points to a lived experience in Mexico.
De qué es lo que le ha pasado a la gente que ha terminado envuelta en una
That is, what's happened to people who have been caught in a strategy of deception.
Indeed, the case of the 43 students who went missing from a teacher's college in Ayotzinapa in 2014 has become symbolic of an epidemic in Mexico. The government has lied over and over about what happened to the students, and like the more than 100,000 people reported missing in the country, they have been left in a purgatory. Neither dead nor alive.
La impunidad en este país, ¿no?
The impunity of this country ends up having a huge psychological toll that we psychologists call learned helplessness.
Al final aprendes que no se puede hacer nada, ¿no?
In the end, you learn that you can't change everything, that everything ends up the same.
The group of international investigators did make a difference, though. When they came in, the government was saying that one of the drug cartels killed the students, incinerated their bodies, and threw their remains in a dump. The investigators quickly found the government planted evidence, that they tortured witnesses to put out a convenient story. He says when they met with the families, they thanked investigators. They still didn't know where their children were.
Pero estamos contentos porque se nos ha quitado un peso de encima.
But they said, we're happy because a weight has been lifted.
El peso de la mentira.
The weight of the lie.
The group of experts found the military was present at the sites of the kidnappings. They found that Mexican security forces had real-time knowledge. They had GPS locations of the perpetrators. Investigators found snippets of transcriptions of their conversations. They found references to full transcripts, to more documents that the military refused to turn over.
Pero hemos llegado hasta el máximo de lo que tenemos, ¿no?
But this is as far as we can go. Our last report puts all the cards on the table.
The last report makes it clear that the government was responsible for this crime, that the government worked hand in hand with the cartels to disappear the students, and that the government has in its hands the evidence it needs to tell the parents what happened to their children. In a lot of ways, it was a truth the families knew from the beginning. When they march every year in Mexico City, they leave graffiti on monuments, on pavements, on the walls of businesses. It reads, "It was the state."
Es una verdad que confirma el sufrimiento.
It's a truth that validates their suffering.
Y también a veces la impotencia, ¿no?
But it also validates their helplessness.
Everyone knows it was the state. Yet no one's been convicted, and Mexicans keep disappearing. Nothing ever changes. And suddenly, he says, a truth that should liberate instead paralyzes.